Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. In sport, our joy tends to come from present or past activities. We celebrate a win, we're happy after a good training session, and we smile at fond memories of past sporting glory. We do, of course, get excited for upcoming training, matches, and competitions, but it is very different because we don't know how those things will turn out. We enjoy the anticipation, and indeed we may anticipate joy, but we lack the certainty for future sporting events to fully provide present joy. And yet, as Christians, we can have present joy as to future events. In verse 9 of Psalm 16, the psalmist says, "My heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure." Why is this? Well, verse 10, "Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead." The psalmist knows that he will spend eternity in heaven and not hell, and therefore his heart is glad and his tongue rejoices. And for the psalmist, as for us, the certainty as to God's eternal promises is rooted in what the Lord has already done. So often I lose perspective on God's work in history and his promises of what is to come. And then joy becomes elusive. So may we fix our eyes back on Jesus today and remember what he has done and will do. Verse 10 of Psalm 16. "The Lord will not let his faithful one see decay." The Lord's faithful one, or Holy One, indeed did not see decay. The Lord Jesus died, and then he rose, and he reigns today as you step onto the track or pitch. As Paul, speaking of this verse, says in Acts chapter 13, verse 37, "The one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay." Jesus triumphed over death, and so we, his followers, have certainty that we shall also have life after death. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead in the past means that we can have present joy as to the certainty of our own resurrection to come. For heaven awaits with better bodies, greater joys, and the full presence of our Maker and our Saviour. So this game day, may we know that joy and play with the freedom of those who know where we will be in 100 years, whether we get there tomorrow or in the decades to come. May we compete in the light of the joy of knowing Jesus today and of the eternity to come. And may we urgently hold out the risen Lord Jesus to our teammates, who as things stand are destined for the realm of the dead. For there is no better thing, and there is no more important thing, than trusting in a Saviour who makes known to us the path of life. You may experience happiness today if you win. You may experience frustration if you lose. However it goes, may we know joy today of being able to say verse 11 of Psalm 16. "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you will not abandon me to death, because you did not let Jesus see decay. Thank you that Jesus rose from the dead and reigns today, and that I have a living hope in him. May I know the certainty and joy of heaven today as I compete for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.